Shalom, today's daf yomi is Arachin daf tes Arachin 9, and on the bottom of Chesam Beis, on the bottom of 8b, our Mishnah had taught us that there are certain times during the year where there are minimums and maximums. And so says our Mishnah, Ein pochasin mi'arbacha da Hashem hamu'ubarim b'shana v'lo nira yaser al shmona. So this literally translates as, Ein pochasin, we do not make fewer than arba chadashim, than 4 months that are mu'ubarim b'shana, that are mu'ubarim, means full in the year, as opposed to chaserim, which means deficient. So basically, in order to understand this, we have to do a crash course in the Hebrew calendar, and that is that although the secular calendar today has 365 days and 1/4 days, that makes the solar calendar, but the Jewish calendar is also based not only on the sun but also on the moon, so it's a lunisolar calendar, and the months are divided upon the fact that there are 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes, and basically 3 1/3 seconds, which translates into 793 particles of an hour. And this is based upon the lunar cycle, which is the revolution of the moon. So therefore, that is the cycle, the revolution of the moon. But since we know that we can't make a new moon in the middle of the day, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes, instead what the rabbis established was that 1 month would be 29 and the other month would be 30. And the month that is 29 days is called a deficient month, a chaser month. And the month that is 30 days is going to be called a me'ubar month, a full month, coming from the word pregnant. So our rabbis say that in pochasim mi'arba chadashim, that we don't make less than 4 months that are mubarim, that are full, that are 30 days, and we don't make more, and it does not appear more than 8. I should just say parenthetically that this all referred to the time of the Mishnah when there was not a fixed calendar. Today we have a fixed calendar, and so these rules don't apply. But the Gemara on the bottom of Chesam Beis asks, what does it mean that we don't make, it does not appear more than 8? So says Rav Huna, it means that the rabbis do not make a me'ubar month more than 8 months per year. Meaning to say, the rabbis do not make a month of 30 days more than 8 times during the year. And asks the Gemara, Maishna Tisha Tugo, why don't they make 9? So says our Gemara on the top of our daf, on top of Tesamet Aleph, Im kein kadem asi sehera tlasi yomi. Because if you're going to do that, if you're going to make the month 9 times, you're going to make the month 30 days, and what's going to happen is that the Moad, which every year we know that the Moad comes for Tishrei 4 days later the next year, and also Rosh Hashanah is going to come 4 days later the next year. So if we're going to make it 3 days, if we're going to make there are 9 months that there are a discrepancy, 9 months where there's a 30-day month, that means that 3 months are going to be, there's going to be a discrepancy of 3 days. And if that's the case, then in the next year, the Moad is going to come before Rosh Hashanah by 3 days. And so therefore, you're going to have the Moad, the new moon for Tishrei. And then 3 days later, you're going to have Rosh Hashanah. And that's going to cause a problem, because people are going to say, oh, these rabbis are just playing games with the calendar. So if the Gemara asks the question, well, if you're concerned about that, Hashtanami, well, even if you're going to say that there are 8 months, which are 30 days, that means you're still going to have a discrepancy of 2 days. Kakadem Asi Trei Yomi, you're still going to have an extra 2 months, 2 days before the holiday of Tishrei, for the holiday of Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no, what we're talking about is Kedamar HaMasharshi, like HaMasharshi said in a different context, Kegon Shahai Sashana Mubaris, there's a leap year. And so therefore, since there's a leap year, there's an extra month to deduct a day, because that means since there's an extra month in the calendar, that month will seemingly be Chaser, and therefore you're going to lose a day from the discrepancy between the Moad and Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, that's also what we're talking about, HaChinam Kegon Shahai Sashana Shalfana Mubaris, where the year before was a leap year, v'ibur shana chodesh, and so therefore dal yarche malya b'hada yarche chasera. So you're going to subtract a month, and from the total of the 8 months, and basically as a result of that, then they're going to see that the difference between the Moed and Rosh Hashanah is not that great. So the Gemara says, but even if you detract a month, so if you have 8 full months, but then you have another month which is chaser, we have a problem. The Akate Chad Yoma, you're still going to have 1 day discrepancy between the Moed and between Rosh Hashanah. So how can we deal with the fact that we're going to have a 1 day discrepancy? So the Gemara here says something very profound. The Gemara says the words that are like haunting. The Gemara says, "Lo adatayo de inchi," that if it's just, even though there's a discrepancy of 1 day, people don't pay attention to 1 day. Lo adatayo de inchi. People don't pay attention to 1 day. And even though the Gemara is here is talking within the context of a calendar, that people aren't going to notice a 1 day discrepancy between the Moed and between Rosh Hashanah, and still, to me, strikes me that that this is a profound spiritual point, that how many of us are lo adatayo de inchi yom achada, that how many of us are not paying attention to 1 day, and we say, oh, it's just another day. We just went through another day in the calendar, and without realizing the spiritual importance of one whole day, it's just like incredibly spiritually important. Every single day of our lives is a day that once it's gone, once we spend it, we lose it, and we can't get it back. So it's our obligation to say, no, yes, it will be adatayo de inchi. Our minds, the 1 day will not be something that we don't pay attention to, but every single day will be a day that we pay attention to.